first found it on Amazon. I got this product for about $17 at the boutique when I work at home. It was on Amazon. This product works very well. I cast the head at Amazon and they completely destroyed it.
Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of Noisy Radio.
Noisy Radio.
Welcome back to Noisier Radio, Season 2, Episode 23. Nick and Thijs are out of the country, so I have our manager, Walter Flapper, here to co-host with me today.
Hey, Martijn. So, we've just now put a teaser online of the new Noisier production show called Outer Edges. And to go with that, here is a brand new Noisier tune called Anomaly.
Yeah.
This track is out next week, June 10th, on all platforms.
Approaching first anomaly.
Anomaly, and I'm very glad that we finally get to play this to you because we've been opening our sets with it for a while, and
we've been playing it in the office
in the studio. So that's that. On to the sounds taken from the mighty SoundCloud website. This is Sub Yao and Eunice with a track called Dot.
Tell me, Radio. You are now listening to Noisy Radio.
All right, that was Dot. Here's for a new tune, a remix by Alex Perez of Collective's tune Closer to the Fire.
Getting a lot of cool music from the Flex Out Music label, and this is also one of them. It's a track by Cynic called Drag and Drop.
Radio. All right, and here's a new tune by Machine Code called Speaker, coming out on Eat Brain.
Yeah, really, really liking this one. Big up Machine Code, and big up Jade for picking it up for the label.
So here's another new one from Ivy Lab. Always looking forward to new stuff from those guys. This one is called Salt Toffee. Yeah, it's on their own label, 2020. Give it a listen. This is one of the tracks that Titan Records selected to celebrate their anniversary. It's a pretty heavy one by AMC and Six Blade, and it's called Rock and Ride.
Congratulations on your fifth year anniversary.
Radio.
Here's a new tune by Something Something called Marble. We found it on SoundCloud, so if you want to give it a listen again, go to SoundCloud.
Besides a new Noisia track on Vision Recordings, we also have a brand new track on Invisible for you to play for the very first time.
Ooh, ooh.
It's called Perebor by Kie and J Mythics. Some broken beat Russian sounds.
Sounds kind of mythical, Perebor.
Yeah. It's a very mythical tune.
Some Scandinavian shit, something.
Viking stuff.
This is Noisia Radio.
Thank you.
Next tune is Resistance by our buddy Nick B.
This one is by Mo Vibes from Austria and Rare Logic, and it's called Razor.
Here's one of the more introvert tunes from the Dead Limit EP that Noisy and the Upbeats put together and released last year. It's called Inverse. Jeremy Dillon, right on your sternum.
this is yet another badass track by Aggressor Bunks, and it's called Time Shift.
Switching gears a bit, earlier we played a tune by Collective that Alex Perez remixed. Here's Collective again, but in a collab with Hydro, tune called Mistrust on Horizons.
Bye.
time for Olch, we never finished. And this is definitely one that's not going to be finished. It's a bit weird. But
the
it has a
title
cool
is really weird.
Yeah. It's Hoestende Hond in een Grot. MP3.
Question time. So, because I'm here this week instead of one of the other Noisia guys, we asked on Twitter if there were any specific questions for me, maybe some, you know, interesting management questions about social media or finances.
But no!
No. For example, one of the questions we got was from Samuel Klumpers. Okay, to Walter, don't people sometimes think Flapper is a funny name, especially Dutch, but also English? Well, yes. It is a funny name, if I may say so myself. But it does stick, so I guess that's a good thing about it.
Yeah, and it's your real name.
And it's my real name. Yeah, that's so also good.
All right, so maybe you can read one of the questions for us, then maybe I can answer it.
Here's a question we got from @MarvoMusic. This one is for Martijn. Do you use a simple sine for the low end? Do you split the low end into two or three parts?
Well, yes and no, because it entirely depends on the track and the sounds that you're working with. So generally, if you have a bass sound that has clean or usable low end, or you want something that sounds a bit rumbly, or depending on the genre that you're working in, you might not want to do anything with it. You just want to roll with what you have. But then sometimes you have a sound that is horrible all the way down in the spectrum, but it's, it just has a really cool character and you just want to have clean sub bass underneath it, then you might high pass the sound and use a sine wave to get clean sub. So yeah, there's not really a general go-to rule, but you could do either of those. Yeah,
that's funny, that's exactly what I would have said.
All right, a question for Walter. A very serious one by Sampo. Walter, what's your favorite glasses design?
Thank you for that question, Sampo. I was hoping someone would ask that. Actually, I don't really have a favorite design. I just have one pair of spectacles, and when they break, I just get exactly the same ones. I've had these since 2010. Before that, I had some flimsy glasses. Now I look more like a hipster. It was in 2010 on my birthday, May 3rd, I decided to buy myself a present, some new glasses. So I went to the optometrist and I picked out a pair. I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. I wasn't sure about it though, so I went to Nick from Noisia, he was in the studio, to get his opinion on it. So I took the glasses, went there, and then Skrillex was in the studio as well, because they were working on music together at that point. And that was the first time I met Sunny, and they were like, yeah, that's a pretty cool pair of glasses. But maybe there's some other, you know, we can look at some others. So they joined me back to the optometrist, and we were there for an hour or something, just trying out different glasses. And I ended up picking the one I already picked. But yeah, that was how I met Skrillex, I guess.
Wow. Awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So Refik Bey asks, where can I listen to the frickin' Saint Rhythm and Incessant mashup you guys played at your recent tour?
As far as I can remember, there's no mashup between Incessant and Saint Rhythm. However, we do play Saint Rhythm on top of a bit of Inverse that we just played earlier this show, and then going into Dust Up. Yeah, we think it's a really cool mix, so you can, I think you can just do it yourself if you want to. Just load up the tracks together in Cubase or Ableton or something like that and line them up.
It's not in a mix up anywhere online?
I don't think so, no. Mm. It's just something we, like a nice little mix that we play sometimes. Alright, it's time for the last question by Bellatron. Are you ever going to do a Noisia live set? That would be awesome.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, we've been talking about it for years, about doing something like that. We are actually going to do the Outer Edges production show this summer. We wouldn't necessarily call it a live show, because it's not like, you know, Pendulum or Chasing Status, where they perform all the music or most of the music live on stage. But it's going to be a production show, so more than DJing.
Yeah. If you want to get an idea of the vibe, then we have released a little teaser video that you can find on noisia.nl, amongst other places. So that ties in nicely with another question. So it was a secret extra last question by Kristen VBix 47. What are each of you looking forward to doing this summer? For me, that would be playing this Outer Edges show.
Yeah, for me, it's gonna be sitting in the office a lot when it's really hot.
Nice.
And going to some festivals with the guys to see the show. I'm really excited to see the first one, which is gonna be Let It Roll. Yeah, I really can't wait to see that.
Nice. All right, that was question time for this week. Thank you for the questions and keep sending them.
Yes, check one, check two, dunno, you are in tune to the sounds of Noisia Radio.
Here's a listener submission sent in by Chaser. It's called First Encounter. If you want to send in any music, go to noisia.nl/demos.
Yeah, that's both for the radio show and for the labels.
A&R that thing.
Track that we always used to play at the end of our sets, Double Drop with Masochist Remix.
Complete mayhem.
Yeah, crazy stuff. Limewax, Agent Orange.
Uh.
Many of you probably don't know this, but besides managing Noisia, we also keep busy managing Mephius. Here is one of the tracks from his debut album, Emulation. The track is called Surrounded. Big ups, Martin.
For a little breather from SoundCloud, literally, but it's also in the title. It's a track by Nicolier called Breathe.
Is this one easygoing?
Yeah, I guess so, but the production's really good.
First to last tune is Steve by Archaic.
Thank you.
So we're getting to the end of this episode, and just before we go, I would like to tell you guys that we are playing at Infrasound Festival tonight in America, and tomorrow Thijs will be playing in Detroit, and I will be playing for you guys in Nottingham in the UK at the Detonate Festival. Thank you guys very much for listening, for sending questions, for sending music, and thank you, Walter, for joining me today.
It was fun.
Yeah, awesome. All right, the last tune of this week will be by Flume, and it's called Wall, Baby Making Time.